Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, here we are. It is winter. So grab your gumboots and your jacket and go and play in the puddles. And if you don't want to do that, take 25, put your feet up, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Hey, that was another great song to cheer up our Wednesday afternoon. Now, Irene, it has been a wee bit dreary where we are. Did you get your gumboots on and go splashing and playing in the puddles?
No. Why would I want to do something like that? I mean, I can understand doing that when I come out to your place, but not where I live. And yes, I'll agree with the dreary side of it. It's really funny. You know how I love this little place that I'm living in, and it's, you know, just so cute and cozy. But I was amazed at how the sun is so different at this time of year to the summer. And I just about have to have the lights on in this place. It's like a little hobbit house. It's just so closed in with no light being able to get into it. So I nearly have lights going just about all day. It's really funny.
Wow. And mind you, it is just about the shortest day of the year.
Right. So that might – but, I've never experienced dullness like this before. And the other thing that I really, really, really notice is how it affects your mood.
Ah, it does.
It really affects your mood. And I was getting really miserable and da-da-da, and I was doing a lot of work at home, and then I'd go outside and I'd cheer up, and then I'd come back home again and, you know, and started drinking a wine too many, and, you know, I mean, it was really bizarre. Had a good talk to myself, and then I realised I'm such a sun baby, you know, and no light, no, yeah, it's, you've really got to be careful of that. I'm going to think about that whenever any of my friends say to me, I'm really down at the moment.
Well, it is funny. I mean, and it's well researched, isn't it? I mean, it is very well researched that, you know, we need that light. And I know in some of the Nordic countries, in Sweden and Denmark and Norway and all of that, they actually use lights that you go and lay under to get that light, because their winters, they get about 1 hour of light in the middle of winter.
I really do think it affects your energy levels, you know. It just really – I've watched more Netflix, you know, over the last sort of 2 or 3 weeks than I've ever watched in my life before. I just can't be bothered getting up and doing anything, you know. It's like, no, it really does affect your energy levels. So I'm making myself get down to the gym once a day at the moment.
Are you?
Punishment, you know. Go on, you're not doing this. Get out there. You only have to put up with it for a couple of months.
But isn't it interesting? And maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a New Zealand thing, because I know especially in Europe there's still a lot of festivals. There's a lot of winter festivals in winter. But here I think traditionally in New Zealand there hasn't been a lot of festivals or, you know, kind of celebrations in the middle of winter.
Actually, I've noticed the lack of festivals in general, and I think that's probably got a lot to do with COVID. You know, normally I've been, by this time of the year, I've been to at least a couple of Latin festivals, you know, Brazilian festivals or Spanish festivals or whatever. And I haven't been told about them. Maybe I missed them. Maybe they don't like my Spanish dancing. Maybe they just didn't want me there. I don't know. But I haven't been to one this year, and normally I've been to a couple by now.
Yeah, but COVID aside, I don't think generally, like, you know, I remember in Europe in the middle of winter there was the big winter festivals and stuff, and maybe in Queenstown they do it a bit. But, yeah, maybe because we've kind of followed the, I don't know, I'm only guessing here with our festivals and celebrations, that we've kind of followed the English calendar, so all of their winter festivals are in our summer. And we've just never managed to, although we do have Matariki coming up, and that will be a day off from next year, yeah.
Well, I'd like to see, we've got such a diverse culture now, so I would really like to see all the various different cultures having their festivals that everybody can attend, you know, not the ones where only those of their denomination could go to, but the festivals where everybody is invited in, because I think that's a really cool thing. And I remember going down to Onehunga several times, and there would be an Indian festival of some sort, so it's all Indian little food things, you know, and then there was another one that was Turkish, and it's all, that's really, really cool stuff, and we need to do that more often. It'd be, yeah, but I know what you're talking about, and the festivals that they have over in Europe are massive. They're so much fun. I mean, yeah. It's really, really cool. You can spend the whole day just having fun at these places, yeah.
Maybe, though, because they often, maybe because it's just a wee bit colder and they have snow or ice, you know, the ice skating and snow, and our kind of midwinter, well, especially up here in Auckland, is dreary, drizzly, grey, where in Queenstown there is that snow and they do have a lot of winter activity. So I wonder if it's that, little extra bit of that snow that makes those activities rather than the dreary old rain.
Yeah, well, I totally agree with that. I think the snow is definitely far more fun than the rain.
Yeah.
we all think it's so cold, but in actual fact, the dampness is a lot colder than the crispy, you know, snow type of cold. Yeah, it's lovely. Oh, well. So what have you been doing? Anything exciting in the last week or two?
No, absolutely nothing exciting. Just plodding along and I suppose a bit like you, feeling a bit dreary in this weather and thinking, come on, pick yourself up and move on. It's very easy to say it's a hangover from COVID, but we all know it's not. It's winter.
Well, I was trying to think of something the other day. I mean, you are so self-sufficient in every single thing that you do. And I was trying to think of anything that you don't provide for yourself. Is there anything that you have to go to the shop for?
Oh, absolutely. And then
I thought, the only thing I could think of was milk and wine.
Yeah, add a bit of bread. Add a bit of bread to that. Actually, talking about that, the garden, it is almost that time for garlic planting.
Oh, really?
Onions are in. Yeah, no, garlic gets planted on the shortest day.
Oh, I thought it needed dry, dry, dry soil.
No, 21st of June, shortest day, and then they're there for you for Christmas. Yep, wow. That's traditionally the way where garlic's planted. So, yeah. There you go. That could be my big winter festival, garlic planting.
I would love to find out how the why we have the difference between the Thai garlic and the New Zealand garlic. There is such a huge difference in both flavour and strength. In Thailand, I could use 10, 12 cloves of garlic on one dish. In New Zealand, if I tried to do that, all you taste is garlic. Nothing else, you know, like one, two cloves, and that's maximum in New Zealand. And the Thai garlic is a lot sweeter. And I was just playing around with garlic the other day. I was roasting some garlic and whatnot, and it reminded me. So it's interesting, when you plant your garlic, where do you get your seeds from? You know, like, is it seed or is it a plant or?
That's the bulb. So I get it from a few different places. I get it from Bulbs Direct. And I get it from this organic place as well, but they sell out ever so quickly. You've got to be thinking about it in, I would say, April, maybe even March, to order your garlic. And they just, they seem to sell out so, so quickly. And I haven't tried to grow it from seed yet. We've let the odd garlic go to seed. But yeah, maybe this year. Maybe I'll try it. I'll let a few go to seed and grab the seeds and see how that works.
Yeah, I remember seeing in Spain when I was living over there, just about every house that I went into had these massive hanging things in their kitchens, and that was just bulbs and bulbs and bulbs of garlic on them. And they would last forever. I mean, they just never went dusty and powdery and that, like my garlic does if I leave it here too long. They would last forever, and they'd just keep picking off this thing, and then they'd bring another one in and hang it up. And yeah, very interesting.
Well, actually, I've just sorted mine out from last year because it was starting to go dusty, and I'm not quite sure whether it's the type of garlic we have here, whether it's the weather, but I'd plaited them all and dried them in the garage. But yeah, still some of them went all dusty, so I don't know what it is. Bless you.
Thank you. Just a little sneezy thing going on there. Hey, well, we've got garlic bulbs. That, I mean, that's a business that I never realised really existed here in New Zealand. So there is somebody in New Zealand that's got a business that is making all sorts of food bulbs to sell to people like you. Isn't it amazing? Okay, I thought of another business that I think that I should think about getting ready to start up very, very soon. Well, maybe not very. I think I've got probably about 10 years to get this business started up.
Have you got 10 years left in you?
I don't know. Yeah, I'll probably have one foot in the grave, but I can get it started off and pass it on, because we're going to need something like rickshaws or something soon, you know? Like, in 10 years' time, the bridge is going to fall over. I'm probably going to fall over as well. But, you know, like at the moment, we've got 10 years' time, the bridge is going to fall over. But we're going to have this wonderful big cycle lane and walking lane, and the trucks aren't going to be able to get their produce across anywhere unless they go around the long way. And I was thinking about how they do it in Asia. We could have this wonderful business where it's a training thing and we train people to do sort of like a, you know, a Kiwi modified type of rickshaw to go backwards and forwards over the bridge.
Oh, God, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it? Yeah. Hey, well, you have your... How fresh would your veg be? Depend how fast the person pedalled.
Well, think about the couriers for a start. Think about the couriers. I mean, the couriers were the ones that got me. I was coming back over the bridge today and I was looking at all the courier vans that were racing around here and there, and I'm going, well, you guys are going to have a bit of a problem, aren't you? And then I thought, oh, no, couriers. Oh, they would go in a rickshaw, no problem at all. It doesn't have to be vegetables. So you could have, you know, you set up a business so that it's totally elite. You know, it's got to be an elite one. And the courier drops your stuff off there. You can't cross it. You take it to the other side. You're probably going to have to be police checked and all these things because you're handling mail with the book. But can you imagine it? It would be so cool. It would add a different dimension to New Zealand.
Absolutely, yeah, it would. I could just see you doing that.
Oh, no, I'm training the people to do it. It's setting up the thing. I'm not doing it myself. Come on.
Maybe some of our listeners out there thinking this is a fantastic idea. Let's get on board.
Yeah, think of the florists with their flowers. I mean, oh, it's the gorgeous, gorgeous rickshaws that you used to get just covered with flowers from one side to the other, and you come up behind them in a car or on a donkey or on an elephant or whatever you're riding on, and there's this great big massive little vehicle with all these things on. Oh, that'd be awesome. Give New Zealand such a blend of colour.
Now, in today's world, though, they'd probably have big flashing lights on them rather than your flowers, and they'd be like, noise. Who knows? I think they should just put a couple of pontoons over there, to be fair. String up a few pontoons and they can just ride over on that.
Oh, you bit of mountain biking, you know, put them on an angle so that they go leaping off and they land on the next one. There's a big gap in between. Yeah, that'd be cool. That would really get them going. I mean, come on, baby boomers, you can do this.
I remember when we were in Egypt years and years ago, we took a ferry somewhere and we had to walk out to it on pontoons. Yeah, that was a rather interesting little walk.
Well, they just flowed. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Just about putting down. Yeah. Until you get a fat man that comes and stands on one side of the thing, you can get a bit more lift.
Say that nowadays. Of course you are. Absolutely. Why not?
Well, you just never know. I start every sentence just about when I'm starting to discuss. I did the coast to coast. I'm verbally here, but I did the coast to coast on Sunday, and I was walking with a Turkish girl and a Singaporean girl and a Chinese girl. But she's born. I don't really call her Chinese because she's born in New Zealand, but her family come from Beijing. And it was really funny, and our conversation was so diverse, you know, because, and I walked with them often, so they're very used to me. But I started talking about something to do with how people bring up families and that, how the different cultures bring up families and that, you know. And I was starting just about every sentence was, oh, am I allowed to say this? I didn't realise I'd become so timid because I'm such a blab mouth that I just get really, really nervous all the time now that I'm going to come out with something that's totally not acceptable.
Oh, that's such a shame too, because I think a lot of things in conversation, it's in context. It's when someone picks that one sentence out with no context around it. And I think a lot of the time this is done, and it really annoys me. I think if I knew what the whole conversation was about, it would totally make sense, and there would be nothing wrong with it. But they pick this little one, you know, few words out and make this big thing of it. And I think, well, that's a bit sad, really. Yeah, because we want to have conversations.
I agree with you. And I mean, that one word, so many people have such an attitude about a word, you know. Mm-hmm. And that word in the sentence is not offensive at all. take it out on its own and you know, put an attitude to it, then it can become offensive. But, you know,
yeah,
put it
absolutely.
It's not. It's just descriptive. So,
well, if any of our listeners out there, if you've been in one of those conversations where you think, oh, can I say that? Do let us know. Tell us about your experience, because we've got to be able to talk. We've got to be able to converse, share ideas, share differences. So pop up onto our Facebook page and share your experiences with us. And, you know, that's about all we've got time for this week.
My goodness, where did that time go?
I know. That's what happens when you cuppa over a couple of sugars. Does that make sense? Not really. Anyway, we'll see all you guys at same time, same place next week.
Ciao.
Shine bright like a diamond. So shine bright.